Okay, let's dig into this. Our mission today is a deep dive into something called ternary moral logic, or TL.
Right. It's being developed as, well, they call it a socio-technical constitution.
A constitution for AI. The idea is making law and code become one language. Sounds ambitious.
It is. And what's really interesting here is how TL tries to embed like an inalienable conscience into AI.
How does it do that?
It uses this tripartite logic. You've got plus one, which means proceed,
Okay.
then zero, the sacred pause,
A pause. Interesting.
and max to one, refuse, stop, don't do it.
And this whole system is locked down by something called the Gaukasian promise.
Exactly. That promise basically says these core ethical rules, they can't be changed later, immutable.
Which, okay, brings us right to the core issue we're looking at. The originator, Lev Gaukasian. He insists his name and his ORC ID, that unique identifier, have to be permanently embedded in the audit trails
Right.
forever. So the question for us and for you listening is, does tying this whole system to one person who's inevitably fallible actually weaken its authority? Or is it somehow essential?
Yeah, and it's complicated by the backstory and the sources. They frame this whole thing as a final gift
A final gift.
from Gaukasian. Apparently, he developed this core logic while facing a terminal illness. So that kind of shifts the focus. Maybe less about ego, more about, I don't know, legacy, stewardship.
Stewardship. That's an
Right.
interesting way to put it. But functionally, you're saying TL is caught between two different traditions.
Totally. You look at cryptography, naming things after people is standard practice. RSA, Merkle tree.
Right. The name points to that specific invention.
Exactly. But then you look at law, governance. It's all about impersonal authority. Think of the Miranda warning.
Named after the defendant, Miranda, not the judge or whoever wrote the rule.
Precisely. So why can't TL just go the impersonal route, like law?
Yeah, why not?
Because the kind of accountability needed here is, well, it's fundamentally cryptographic. There's a specific danger they're worried about. Ethical laundering.
Ethical laundering. What's that?
Imagine someone takes the open source TL code,
Okay.
forks it, rips out the ethical constraints, maybe that crucial sacred pause, and then relaunches it, maybe rebranded, claiming it's safe and ethical when it's actually been, lobotomized.
Got it. So the argument isn't really about giving credit or ego. It's that attribution is the security feature.
You've got it.
But how does a name, just a name, actually stop that? How does it work as a permanent defense?
Think of it like a non-removable watermark, a stamp of authenticity.
Okay.
That permanent name, tied to a cryptographic signature in the audit log, becomes this bulwark. If that signature, that provenance, is missing, the code's immediately suspect. It's flagged as inauthentic.
So it directly serves their goal of creating accountability that cannot be erased. Okay, I think I get why some identifier is needed for security. But why this specific name and this ORCV ID? Why isn't just Lev Gaukasian enough?
Well, names can be ambiguous, right? How many John Smiths are there? For the level of certainty needed in crypto and governance, ambiguity is bad.
Ah.
The ORC ID, though, that's a persistent identifier. It's a unique, globally unique, machine-readable URI. It completely solves that ambiguity problem.
So it's more than just fixing ambiguity. It turns the credit into something active.
Yes, it becomes a dynamic tool for governance. It's not just a static name tag.
A dynamic tool. How so?
Well, it enables what you could call techno-legal originalism.
Techno-legal originalism. Okay, unpack that.
Imagine years down the line, some regulator, maybe a court, is looking at a weird moral trace log from an AI using TL. Say there's a sacred pause, a zero, and it's not clear why the AI paused.
Okay, difficult case.
They can take that ORC'd ID from the log, resolve the URI,
Like clicking a link.
essentially, yeah, and it gives them immediate verifiable access to Gaukasian's entire body of published work, his philosophical writings, the context.
Ah, so it anchors the interpretation back to the originator's intent, the why behind the code.
Precisely. For consistent interpretation over time, it keeps the philosophy connected to the function.
Okay, so summing this up, the embedding of the name and ORCD, it seems justified then. It's
Yeah.
creating this verifiable, persistent, context-rich provenance.
I think that's the core argument. Yeah. It ensures the philosophical underpinnings, the why, remain accessible forever. It's about enduring integrity.
It's more than just code. It's designed as a system with institutional memory built right in, especially critical if this is meant for long-term, high-stakes applications.
Absolutely. That persistence is key.
Which leaves us and you with a final thought to chew on. Given how useful this seems for ensuring authenticity, for preventing that ethical laundering, should this cryptographic embedding of persistent non-proprietary identifiers, like ORCID IDs, become the new standard, maybe even best practice for all foundational AI trust and safety frameworks? Something to think about.